1 Esdras. Chapter 5. After this were the chiefs of fathers' houses chosen to go up according to their tribes, with their wives and sons and daughters, with their menservants and maidservants, and their cattle. And Darius sent with them 1,000 horsemen, till they had brought them back to Jerusalem safely, and with musical instruments, tabrets and flutes. And all their kindred played, and he made them go up together with them. And these are the names of the men which went up, according to their families amongst their tribes, after their several divisions. The priests, the sons of Phinehas, the sons of Aaron, Jesus the son of Josedech, the son of Sarias, and Joachim the son of Zorobabel, the son of Salathiel, of the house of David, of the lineage of Phares, of the tribe of Judah, who spoke wise sentences before Darius the king of Persia in the second year of his reign, in the month Nisan, which is the first month. And these are they of Jewry that came up from the captivity, where they lived as strangers, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away to Babylon. And they returned to Jerusalem, and to the other parts of Jewry, every man to his own city, who came with Zorobabel, with Jesus, Nehemias, and Zaraias, Resaias, Ananias, Mardukias, Beelzerus, Asphasis, Relias, Roamus, and Barna, their leaders. The number of them of the nation, and their leaders, the sons of Phoros, 2,172, the sons of Saphat, 472, the sons of Ares, 756, the sons of Phath Moab, of the sons of Jesus and Joab, 2,812, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zethui, 945, the sons of Corbi, 705, the sons of Barney, 648, the sons of Bebai, 620 and 3, the sons of Astad, 1,320 and 2, the sons of Adonikam, 660 and 7, the sons of Bagoi, 2,060 and 6, the sons of Adinu, 450 and 4, the sons of Atta, of Ezekias, 90 and 2, the sons of Kilan and Azetus, 70 and 7, the sons of Azaru, 430 and 2, the sons of Anas, 101, the sons of Aram, the sons of Basai, 320 and 3, the sons of Asaphrath, 112, the sons of Baterus, 3,005, the sons of Bethloman, 120 and 3, they of Netophers, 50 and 5, they of Anathoth, 150 and 8, they of Bethesmoth, 40 and 2, they of Orchariathiarius, 20 and 5, they of Kaphira and Beroth, 740 and 3, the Chadiasai and Amijoi, 420 and 2, they of Karama and Gab, 620 and 1, they of Makalan, 120 and 2, they of Batolian, 50 and 2, the sons of Niphus, 150 and 6, the sons of Calamolalis and Onus, 720 and 5, the sons of Jerichu, 340 and 5, the sons of Sarnaz, 3,330. The priests, the sons of Jethi, the son of Jesus, amongst the sons of Sanasib, 970 and 2, the sons of Emeruth, 1,050 and 2, the sons of Phasurus, 1,240 and 7, the sons of Charm, 1,017. The Levites, the sons of Jesus, and Kadmiel, and Banners, and Sudias, 70 and 4. The holy singers, the sons of Asaph, 120 and 8. The gatekeepers, the sons of Salem, the sons of Atar, the sons of Tolman, the sons of Dekubai, the sons of Ateta, the sons of Sabi, in all 139. The temple servants, the sons of Esau, the sons of Asipha, the sons of Tabi, the sons of Keras, the sons of Sua, the sons of Phalias, the sons of Labana, the sons of Agaba, the sons of Akud, the sons of Uta, the sons of Ketab, the sons of Akaba, the sons of Sabai, the sons of Anan, the sons of Kathua, the sons of Geda, the sons of Jairus, the sons of Dason, the sons of Neba, the sons of Chaspa, the sons of Gezera, the sons of Ozias, the sons of Phino, the sons of Asara, the sons of Bastai, the sons of Asana, the sons of Mani, the sons of Narfizi, the sons of Akab, the sons of Achifa, the sons of Asur, the sons of Farakim, the sons of Basalath, the sons of Mitha, the sons of Kutha, the sons of Sharia, the sons of Barkas, the sons of Sarah, the sons of Tomei, the sons of Narsi, the sons of Atapha. The sons of the servants of Solomon, the sons of Asaphiath, the sons of Farida, the sons of Jeeli, the sons of Lozan, the sons of Isdale, the sons of Saphathi, the sons of Ajir, the sons of Phacharath, the sons of Sabi, the sons of Sarothi, the sons of Masias, the sons of Gas, the sons of Addis, the sons of Subas, the sons of Aphera, the sons of Barodas, the sons of Safat, the sons of Alan. All the temple servants, and the sons of the servants of Solomon, were 372. These came up from Thermeleth, and Thelezes, Charathal and Leadingham, and Allah, and they could not show their families, nor their stock, how they were of Israel, the sons of Dalan the son of Ban, the sons of Nechodan, 652. And of the priests, those who usurped the office of the priesthood and were not found, the sons of Obdiah, the sons of Akos, the sons of Jadis, who married Orgiah one of the daughters of Zorzelius, and was called after his name. And when the description of the kindred of these men was sought in the register, and was not found, they were removed from executing the office of the priesthood, for to them said Nehemias and Atarias, that they should not be partakers of the holy things, till there arose up a high priest wearing Urim and Thummim. So all they of Israel, from 12 years old and upward, beside men servants and women servants, were in number 42,360. Their men servants and handmaids were 7,337, the minstrels and singers, 245, 435 camels, 7,036 horses, 245 mules, 5,525 beasts of burden. And certain of the chief men of their families, when they came to the temple of God that is in Jerusalem, vowed to set up the house again in its own place according to their ability, and to give into the holy treasury of the works 1,000 pounds of gold, 5,000 of silver, and 100 priestly vestments. And the priests and the Levites and those who were of the people lived in Jerusalem and the country, the holy singers also and the gatekeepers and all Israel in their villages. But when the seventh month was at hand, and when the children of Israel were every man in his own place, they came all together with one consent into the broad place before the first porch which is towards the east. Then stood up Jesus the son of Josedek, and his kindred the priests, and Zorobabel the son of Salathiel, and his kindred, and made ready the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt sacrifices upon it, according as it is expressly commanded in the book of Moses the man of God. And certain were gathered to them out of the other nations of the land, and they erected the altar upon its own place, because all the nations of the land were at enmity with them, and oppressed them, and they offered sacrifices according to the time, and burnt offerings to the Lord both morning and evening. Also they held the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is commanded in the law, and offered sacrifices daily, as was meet, and after that, the continual oblations, and the sacrifices of the Sabbaths, and of the new moons, and of all the consecrated feasts. And all those who had made any vow to God began to offer sacrifices to God from the new moon of the seventh month, although the temple of God was not yet built. And they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and meat and drink, and cars to them of Sidon and Tyre, that they should bring cedar trees from Libanus, and convey them in floats to the haven of Joppa, according to the commandment which was written for them by Cyrus king of the Persians. And in the second year after his coming to the temple of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zorobabel the son of Salathiel, and Jesus the son of Josedek, and their kindred, and the Levitical priests, and all those who were come to Jerusalem out of the captivity, and they laid the foundation of the temple of God on the new moon of the second month, in the second year after they were come to Jewry and Jerusalem. And they appointed the Levites from 20 years old over the works of the Lord. Then stood up Jesus, and his sons and kindred, and Kadmiel his brother, and the sons of Jesus, Emmadabon, and the sons of Joda the son of Eliadan, and their sons and kindred, all the Levites, with one accord started the business, laboring to advance the works in the house of God. So the builders built the temple of the Lord. And the priests stood arrayed in their vestments with musical instruments and trumpets, and the Levites the sons of Asaph with their cymbals, singing songs of thanksgiving, and praising the Lord, after the order of David king of Israel. And they sang aloud, praising the Lord in songs of thanksgiving, because his goodness and his glory are forever in all Israel. And all the people sounded trumpets, and shouted with a loud voice, singing songs of thanksgiving to the Lord for the rearing up of the house of the Lord. Also of the Levitical priests, and of the heads of their families, the ancients who had seen the former house came to the building of this with lamentation and great weeping. But many with trumpets and joy shouted with loud voice, insomuch that the people heard not the trumpets for the weeping of the people, for the multitude sounded marvelously, so that it was heard afar off. Wherefore when the enemies of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin heard it, they came to know what that noise of trumpets should mean. And they perceived that those who were of the captivity did build the temple to the Lord, the God of Israel. So they went to Zorobabel and Jesus, and to the chief men of the families, and said to them, We will build together with you. For we likewise, as you decree, do obey your Lord, and do sacrifice to him from the days of Asbasareth the king of the Assyrians, who brought us here. Then Zorobabel and Jesus and the chief men of the families of Israel said to them, It is not for you to build the house to the Lord our God. We ourselves alone will build to the Lord of Israel, according as Cyrus the king of the Persians has commanded us. But the heathen of the land lying heavy upon the inhabitants of Judea, and holding them straight, hindered the building, and by their secret plots, and popular persuasions and commotions, they hindered the finishing of the building all the time that King Cyrus lived, so they were hindered from building for the space of 2 years, until the reign of Darius.